Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of my podcast. Thank you for playing. If you're just listening to me for the first time, my name is Anapi, and welcome. Don't forget to follow me on my following social media handles at Facebook at Anapi, O-N-A-P-I, on Instagram at It's Anapi, and on Twitter at The Real Anapi. And you can also give me on Snapchat at ClimbingBoy_officials. So thank you. Let's get down to business. So now, y'all seen the topic today, you know, it's like a story time where I just want to tell you, like, you know what the topic's already saying, you know, how I got turned down. That was my first turned down by a girl in my entire life, you know what I'm saying? That was the first, so, and I don't want to, you know, tell you how it was. So yeah, in back then, secondary school, it was a college, you know, Federal Science and Technical College. I don't know how it is in the US. I think I call it high school, yeah, high school or college, or how to call it, I don't know, but I think you guys call it high school, yeah. So here it's called secondary school and colleges too. So I went to a federal college that was in Abuja, the country's capital city, you know, the suburb. So me then, that time, I was kind of a shy guy. I didn't really talk to girls that much, you know, like, not meaning talking to them like normal talk. I could have like normal, like, conversation with a girl, like, hey, can I borrow your pen? Please, can you borrow me your note? You know, please, do you have such a note? Did you meet? You know, all those kind of normal conversation. But when it comes to telling a girl, like, wow, you're beautiful, no, I like you, you know, all this kind of, yeah. I was kind of shy normally talking to girls. And then when I was in my first junior class, I was kind of razz. I didn't dress well, you know what I'm saying? I was just nonchalant in my dressing, so yeah. And there was this kind of hairstyle my parents always used to cut. It's called, you could call it skin cut, where your hair, all your hair will be cut off on your head, making you look like skin, like, how would I put it? Let me use a word for it. Making you look bald. Yeah, let me use that kind of word. Then in those days, and up to now, our parents believed that once you cut that kind of hairstyle, you're handsome. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I'm coming back, I went to cut that kind of hair, and my mom would look at me. I said, that's good. She would look at my head and like, yeah, you're handsome. You look good. And now, you know, when I realized growing up, I look ugly as hell. With that kind of haircut, so I don't, you know, even low cuts, I don't keep low cuts. I keep full haircuts, so that's what I'm saying. So yeah, so I was this kind of person, you know, I was just the normal person. I could, because my parents were pastors, you know, go to church, do the things of the Lord, study, go to night prayer. I was a good law-abiding student, you know, that kind of thing. When I'm going to school, my mom used to give me this kind of full lecture. She'd be like, let me use her voice. Let me stage her voice for you. She'd be like, remember the son of who you are. Don't do this. You are a child of God. Remember, your body is the temple of the Most High. You know, always read your book. And you know how parents do talk. No, she always give me a yes, and yeah, I really appreciate her for that. She always give me that kind of lecture, you know, a full lecture that I will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I won't be able to, yeah, I'm a good law-abiding student. So she'll tell me everything. I remember even before coming to school, she gave me a full lecture of how boarding school went. By the way, I went to a boarding school, for about 5.5 years. So, it's a boarding school. So I think we do stay in the school for like 3 months, then we'll have holidays. So like I was saying, I was Raz, and then I knew how to play the drum set and I knew how to play football. I was a good keeper then. And there's one thing I would say, football, like sports, really gave me confidence. And also playing the drums in the church, those two things gave me confidence. Because then when I was in school, I wasn't that really confident in myself. Sometimes to ask questions in the class, I'll be shy, like, you know, this kind of things. The teacher will be like, in front of 60, you know. Then when I was in first class, like GSS1, the first year in the junior secondary school, you know, the teacher will be like, do you guys understand? Any question? And you see like about 60 students looking back, you know, looking, you know, that kind of thing. Let me not ask this question. So I wasn't that confident then. But, you know, advancing in my class, I became confident. I began to learn new things. You know what I'm saying? So when I got to first year, senior secondary school, I was already active in sports. I was popular in the school. I was known for, you know, being a good keeper. I was a good goalkeeper. Up to now, I'm still a good goalkeeper. I still play football. But right now, for a year now, I've been, you know, busy with school and all the stuff. So I was to play the sports, you know. That was, you know, that I love the sports. So like I was saying, the way this our boarding school work, we have like 6 years. We have the junior, like I said in my other podcast, I think I mentioned this to you guys. We have like GS1 to 3. That's junior secondary school 1, junior secondary school 2, and junior secondary school 3. We call it GS1, GS2, and GS3. Then you graduate to the senior secondary, which is called the SS1, SS2, and SS3. So yeah, there was a lot of difference in those two classes. So, you know, advancing, I was already popular in sports and I started playing drums. Then I didn't really have a chance to play instrument in the school church because, you know, you have seniors who know how to play the instrument and, you know, you're not going to be given a chance to play the instrument. So when I got to SS1, that's when I was given the opportunity to play the drums. Actually, I learned drums when I was in the church. So yeah, and I knew how to play the drums well. It was like a competition because in the band, in the band group, we have like over like 13 guys, and to play the drum is lost all like a competition. So then I was like an emotional person, like any small thing I cry, but I don't cry. Yeah, I cry. Like, let me put it that way. let me put it that way. Then I remember in SS2, that was the most embarrassing moment of my life. I'm sure my mates listening to this will be laughing their ass out. I cried because of a pen. And to be honest, I stole the pen. You know what I'm saying? And when I was in SS1, let me digress for a second. So let me just tell you why I cried. So actually, I stole this. I went to another class. I was looking for a pen. And I was looking. And I stole this guy's pen. I ran back to my class. You know, the class, we have guys there, and this guy came to my class and was like, hey, this is my pen. So my classmates in the class then all stood up and were like, kind of, you know, talking at the guy, hey, how would you seize your pen? How would you do this? So the boy called me a thief. Yeah, he called me a thief. And, you know, with the way the guy was being bullied, the guy started crying. And for, I don't know why, I started crying. Like, 1 minute silence, boys. So I'm just joking. Yeah, so I cried then. And they were like surprised, like, guy, why are you gonna cry for pain? And all those kind of things. So that's how I was then. I say, yeah, I was so emotional even when it comes to all this relationship stuff. I don't do relationship because I felt it was a distraction. I didn't want to get my emotions stalled with, you know what I'm saying? And some, I even when I graduated today, some girls were like, I wasn't into girls, and I'll be like looking at them, what the fuck are you saying? You know, I was abiding as a good student, a good Christian. So now, like I said, in the secondary school, the way things work, we have like SS1. So in the senior secondary school, new set of students are admitted into the school. So, you know, all students, I started the school, GSS1, GSS3. So I resumed late to SS1, and there were already new science students. We had up to like 5 science classes and all the technical classes. So then, this is how the story begins. So there's this girl, I'm not gonna use her real name, I'll just use, let me give her Tina. So this girl, Tina, and she was, she was in SS1B. We have like 5 arms of the SS1 class. We have SS1 A, B, C, D, E. So she was in SS1B and I was in SS1E. We all science class. Yes, I was in a science class, you know what I'm saying? So now when the girl first came, she was like, to be honest, she was really beautiful. Like, all guys were having eyes on her. Guys were like, oh, this girl is nice, this girl looks beautiful. I mean, to like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. I actually fell for her, and that was a distraction. You know what I'm saying? That was a distraction. And again, like I always said, I was shy. And that's one thing. Let me tell you, all these guys, that in this life, if you see an opportunity, don't wait back and be shy. There's this saying, say opportunity comes but once. So now, when I do read, because I do read all these romantic novels and all this stuff, people be like, oh, you become friends, you take it step by step before letting your intentions know. But bruv, if you like a girl and you want to tell her, it's not a sin. Tell her, okay, girl, I like you, can we be friends or can you be my girlfriend? If she says no, then you move out. That's for you that can handle it. But for me, if I was to advise you, if you're in the college, if you're in high school or in secondary school and you want to do well academically, man, you don't need to have a girlfriend, because girls are a distraction. I'm not sounding like a sexist here, but yeah, the fastest means of communication are girls. I know I'm gonna get a whiplash from this. So as I was saying, now this girl was so beautiful, and down for the first time I admitted I liked this girl, and I told my other friends. I say, look, okay guys, you know how guys talks, and I was like, guy, I like this girl. Now let me talk in my Nigerian accent doing this. I'm like, oh bro, guy, I like this girl. This girl is fine. Like, I want to talk to her. I love this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I was shy to talk to this girl. I was so shy. Just to say, okay, Tina, I like you. It became a problem. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know, tried to do the old method, becoming friends, talking to her. So I started checking myself up, you know, kind of dress well, you know what I'm saying? When I go to church, when I was allowed to play the drums, I play the drums well. That's what I mean. People started noticing me, and during sport, like I always said, sport gave me that kind of confidence in school. I was keeping in school, I was a keeper for my class. Then we do play class matches, and everybody was like, oh, then, you know, my name is Onokwemiko, so be like, ah, Okpe they keep, ah, oh boy. You know, when I was in like starting 11 for a football team in the school, there was always a problem. To be honest, I'm not bragging about this. So I was kind of popular in the school. Even seniors know me. I do play in senior matches. So that gave me like a leverage, like, you know, it kind of boosted my confidence to kind of do more in the school. So now everybody knows Ope like is into sports, and I remember a time there was this penalty I caught, and one of the girls from the crowd just shouted, "I love you," and that made me feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it made me feel good. So like I said, sport was like a confidence booster for me. So I tried to talk to her, and I started talking normally, and I was so shy to doing this that other guys, I had competition, I was taking things slow. So there was this other guy, he asked the girl out, and I found out they were dating. I felt kind of bad, and I felt kind of jealous, and you know what I'm saying? I never talked to the girl about it. So I do see the girl, like, anytime I want to talk to the girl, I see the guy with the girl. Sometimes I go early during night prep. I start losing focus in my academics. You see, that's one thing. If you're, like, my advice for you, if you're in college and this, face your studies. When you're done with schooling and other stuff, you could, you know, go back to relationships. That's if you can't handle it. If you can handle it, fine. You know, and you can excel well, because most of the guys who perform well in school then didn't have girlfriends. So yeah, so now this girl was like, you know, an SS1. I heard she was dating somebody, all this kind, I don't know what, where is it, I would play dating and stuff. So later I was kind of, you know, taking things slow. I found out, like, other guys now want to talk to this girl. And anytime I want to talk to her, I found out another guy is talking to her. You know, this kind of stuff. I became, like, you know, a little bit distracted. In my thoughts, I'm always thinking about this girl. When I'm eating, I was thinking about this girl. You know, this kind of thing. You guys know about this. And so one day I was like, this guy was my classmate in the same class, so he dated that girl, and I was like, damn, somebody I knew in my class dated that girl, and I couldn't even talk. So yeah, you know how shy I was. So later I found out they broke up and stuff, so I was like, okay, this is an opportunity. And that was like, I was like, yeah, that you could give it a go and stuff. And that was the worst moment of my life. I wasn't prepared to do that. I was still, you know, practicing. You know, like, once you want to do some practice, I went to go and look up, okay, this is what I'm going to tell this girl. There was a time, like, I was like, this night prep, because we do have our night prep, we read in the night, like, around from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So, I was like, there was a day, I said, okay, today's the day. Today, it's like, let the sun come down. I'm gonna ask this girl out. So I was practicing what I'm gonna tell her. You know, all those sweet words that girls like to hear, like, you're beautiful, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever met in my life. You know, all those kind of words, all those words that girls like to hear, and they'll be blushing, like, oh. So I prepared. So I had an opportunity to call this girl out during that prep, and I wanted to tell her, and she looked me in the eye. And bruv, I couldn't say a word. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't say, like, a word. I had to, like, I was even stammering, like, you know what I mean? I was stammering to show you how. And I kind of felt embarrassed. I found out I was even sweating. I was like, hi. And she just said, hi. And she was smiling. You know, all those kind of things that happened in all these college movies and stuff. And, you know, I was just like, I just wanted to, you know, ask somebody. You know, I just gave one stupid reason and left. And I cussed myself, like, oh, shit, you're stupid. And all this kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, today I was going to ask this girl out. I told, like, the other guy and some of my friends, I was like, Before I know what happened, they went to call the girl, and you know, it happened like that was the kind of worst situation you could ever be like in that kind of situation. I wasn't even prepared. They like set me up, and before I know, the girl just came. I heard you wanted to talk to me, and I saw those guys. They were looking at me. You know what guys do? And they were all laughing. And she was like, "What do I want to say?" And I was looking. I was stammering. And this is how I sounded. I was like, let me use Tina. Her name is not Tina, but I'm using Tina because she might be listening to this. So I was like, I just wanted to tell you. I'm using my voice, just listening. Just listen. I was like, I just wanted to tell you that, yeah, I like you. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Ever since, I was just saying crap and I was stammering, and she was just smiling. You mean it? And boy, those other guys, they were laughing. I was just saying, like, as if it was I was rehearsing something, and she was like, I'll think about it. Damn, you know the kind of answers girls give guys? You go ask a girl and they'll be like, I'll think about it. You know, they love that kind of intro. That's what girls like. Even if they like you, they'll be like, I'll think about it. I don't know why y'all girls like doing that, you know? Save guys off hypertension. So, as I was saying, and I knew I fucked up at that moment, like, for real. Even, she was even kind of smiling, like I said, it's a joke. When I was talking to her, I couldn't even look her in the eye to tell you how those guys made me feel stupid. You know what I'm saying? It was not their fault. So something happened during that time. We were asked to leave the prep, and I walked her down to like a point before she got to her hostel. And I thought I had it. And that was on a Friday. 5 days, almost a week, I hadn't heard anything. This girl like almost gave me heart attack. Sometimes I'll see this girl coming and gosh, I almost have like a heart attack, like my heart will be beating so fast, like I was gonna enter the ground. Sometimes I'll see her coming with her friends and it'd be like I should disappear. Sometimes I will just run away because of that situation. Sometimes when I see her in the dining hall, I was so shy, I was so, you know, that kind of suspense and emotional stuff. Girls, you know what I'm saying? I was distracted because I couldn't even read well. I was just thinking of the answers. Some of my friends were like, congratulations, bro. Welcome to the gang. You know what I'm saying? You know, this kind of funny stuff. I was like, you know, I don't know why girls give guys, you know, heart attacks. Like, for like a week and a half, I didn't hear anything from her. Like, that's when I said, girls are the fastest means of communication. So, you know, after I asked her out, and she was the only one there, you know what I'm saying? When I got to class on Monday, a girl in my class called me by her name, and I was like, what? So that means I calculated that the whole girls' hostel would have known about what I said, so damn, the pressure was there. I felt embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? So I was like waiting for a reply. Then there comes a night. I was just coming to, you know, the prep, and I saw her standing outside. And she called me that she wanted to talk to me. And you know, in your mind, you'd be like, oof, this is the moment of truth. You know what I'm saying? And her other friends was there listening, and she called me to a corner, and I was expecting to hear, you know, those kind of answers you get. So I was expecting to get that kind of answer, and she was like, let me kind of mimic her voice. She was like, okay, I'm not good at mimicking a girl's voice, but just take it as it. So she was like, okay, I really like you as a friend. I'm not ready to be in a relationship. right now, but we can still be friends and we can still. In my mind, I was like that word came to me like a bullet in my heart. Like, I froze at the moment. You know what I'm saying? I was just looking. And that was the first time in my life that a girl who bounced me. Yeah, that's for the records. That's for the records. You know what I'm saying? And I felt, after what she said, everything she was saying wasn't coming to my ears. It's just like now playing a suspense film, and everything was in slow motion. I wasn't even hearing the rest of the words she was saying. And I just said, you know, thank you very much. And I walked, and there's this place called, we have like a workshop, like the agric section. It's like a kind of a lonely session. And I went there and I thought about it. I felt sad and I cried like a tear, like tears came out from my eye, because that was my first time and I felt hurt. Let's take 1 minute silence. Yeah. So as I was saying, I felt hurt and I cried, you know. I was the only one. I didn't tell nobody, because all the guys were already like, you know, that kind of situation. All the guys were congratulating you, like, bro, you know, guys were already teasing me, hey, teener, you know. And I thought about all those things and it kind of affected me, because I kept on having it in my head. And I felt bad. I didn't even perform well in sports. I noticed that I stayed. But God, I moved on and I listened to my mom's words. Don't lose concentration. Don't lose focus. So lessons learned from this. What I learned from that situation. But before I come to say that, I moved on, you know what I'm saying? SS2 was like one of the best years for me. I was playing in the school band. That was another level of confidence. I was playing in the school band. I was playing in the church band. And yeah, I was in sports. So yeah, I was popular in all those activities. I was like hot spots when it comes to who were the top keepers in our class. My name was mentioned my name was mentioned in top three. But during that time that she bounced me, she said no, I was flopping. You know what I'm saying? I became like a whack in sports. Like normal, you know this kind of situation. So I moved on, and sometimes when I sit back and look how this time I'll be laughing like, oh God, oh, what's all this? Now I don't really care, you know, I'm focused. Now I don't see, now if I wanna ask a girl out, I don't beat about the bush. I just go straight to the point. If she says no, yeah, no, she's not meant for you. That's it, you know what I'm saying? Now I don't really care about relationship, I'm more focused. Actually, after that, I've asked a couple of girls out, and they answered me no, sorry, and they bounced me. And yeah, I had a girlfriend a couple of months ago and we broke up, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, all these things are just, you know, wasting of time. I don't say it's a wasting of time. Yeah, there's some people who married their secondary school sweetheart. But for me now, I'm more focused, and lessons learned from this is, you know, if you like something, just go for it. Don't just wait and feel that that thing is going to come to you. Opportunity comes but once. So if you see that opportunity, it's not a sin. If you like somebody, it's normal. If you like somebody, instead of you keeping that energy and keeping it as a burden to yourself, just go ahead and tell the person, hey, I like you as this, and If she says no, fine. Just know you've let it out from your heart. Don't store things like that in your heart, because it can become a distraction to you in your academics and whatever you're doing. So I hope you all enjoy the story. Yeah, I sure enjoyed it too. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Ola P, and see you when I see you soon.